This is a Little Empire podcast. Visit us at littleempirepodcast.com and on Instagram at Little Empire Podcasts.
Thanks very much to bigpipe.co.nz for sponsoring this episode of The Male Gaze.
Big Pipe is New Zealand's best internet provider with unlimited data, no contracts, and online support for all their plans.
Big Pipe's brand new app has great features nobody else has, like a move address button. Are you kidding me? So you don't have to wait on the phone to speak to somebody to move your connection. Big Pipe, you rule.
I'm sorry, Mom, it's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay, the male gaze.
And welcome along to this episode of The Male Gaze.
Hey guys, how you doing? Hi.
Have you all had a good week? Eli's had a big week at work.
I've had a big week at work, and also I brought Pringles to this podcast recording. We ate them all before we started, and now my mouth is salty.
Yeah, I'm quite dry in my mouth, but yeah. That's where you want to be when you're about to record a podcast.
You want to be, I think people...
You want to be, like, thirsty the whole time.
Yeah, and I'd love people to describe this podcast as, like, it's got kind of a salty vibe.
Yeah.
And it makes me thirsty.
Have you ever been described as salty?
Yeah. Briefly.
Really?
I can be pretty salty, you know, if
what
I'm pissed
off. What
is
salty? Someone who's salty is like...
It's kind of like bitter. It's like bitter and hurt.
Bitter
is
and
it?
Twisted.
I would get...
I'm more like sassy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're sassy and fun. I'm a bit more like salty and dark.
I think there should be a flavor of chips, like sassy chips. Right? Well, you just got your salty chips. I'd like some sassy seasoning on those chips, please.
Would it be like jalapeno and sugar?
Yeah. Yum, serve me up a hot plate of sassy fries.
Oh, I will. Thanks so much anyway to Pringles for providing those from the dairy for $4.90. I would love to...
paid a high price for those. Pringles are expensive because they are elegant chips. They're in an elegant thin tube,
yeah.
Tall, lean, and then the chips are themselves like wafers.
Well, are they crackers though? Because they are. It's like they take some potato mulch it up with some flour
they're
and stuff.
They're using like a powder and like a bit of paint and a little bit of PVA glue.
Yeah. And then that is why it's so addictive.
But while we are on the theme of talking about how things are made, this week's theme of The Male Gaze is apps and technology.
Apps and technology. It sounds like we're going to do a school presentation.
The internet was invented in 1983.
And
was it? I don't know. Who knows?
I think quite a bit before.
Aren't we ungrateful? We literally depend on it for our entire lives, and we don't even know who and when it came around.
Who invented it? I don't know.
We're just like, give it to me faster. And then we're just like, not. We don't even think. There should be an international holiday for the man who invented the internet.
That's true. Well, there should be an Alan.
He gave us everything. He gave us Grindr. He gave us Tinder. He gave us Facebook and Twitter and all that.
That's everything.
Literally, he gave us BuzzFeed. He gave us porn sites. He gave us stupid things we don't even want to look at.
He gave us Neopets.
Yep. MSN Messenger.
He gave us MSN Messenger.
Like, he pretty much shaped
us. He gave
us
Imgur.
Him? Her? Could be a her. For God's sake.
Well, the computer was invented by Alan Turing, right? I mean, we can agree on that.
Okay,
so
there we go. Yeah.
You know who that is, right? No. Have you... What?
Was he the guy that was sitting in the Olympics?
Oh, Chris, you're such a bad gay person.
Was he gay?
Alan Turing was gay.
Oh, my God.
And was castrated.
Hey, hold on. You cannot judge me for not... This is what this podcast is for.
It is. Chris.
So just... Please.
I'm so excited to share this information.
Thank you, Eli. He says, rolling his eyes at me.
And after this podcast, I will be sending you a link to the movie The Imitation Game.
Oh, yeah. I was going to watch that.
Yeah. Well, if you
but as
did,
we all know, as big fans of this podcast know, I don't watch films.
Chris doesn't watch anything or listen to music
or
read books.
I have a hyperactive imagination. Films exhaust me.
Anyway, Alan Turing, who is, for my money...
Played by Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah. And
I do know about the film.
Yeah, you know who played him. I think real life Alan Turing was hotter than Benedict Cumberbatch. I mean, maybe it's just that I'm not a Cumberbund. Yeah, I'm not a Cumberbund.
I'm the male fan. I have Pringles all over me. I am a crumb monster. I was like, oh, there's a few Pringles on my lap. And then I was like, nope, there's like half a tube of Pringles on me. I'm littered in them.
You look like you should have just watched a DVD, by yourself.
But I've got seconds now. Yum, yum, yum.
Yuck! He's literally eating them. Anyway, Alan Turing invented the computer to help end the war. And
in the Olympics, maybe the London Olympics.
Yeah.
It was the opening ceremony, and then it was like, da, da, da. And then, like, the door, this wall appeared, and there was like a man sitting behind a desk. Mm. Was that him?
Yeah.
Okay, I do know who he is.
He came like back into the news because they only like apologized to him publicly recently, and obviously they couldn't apologize directly to him. He is dead, so they did a public apology for castrating him all those years ago. Crazy, it's awful.
Whoa, I haven't seen the movie.
Okay, well, it ends with castration, as do all my favorite flicks: Antichrist, The Imitation Game. Antichrist, all my favourite flicks. Yeah. Look, we can't get into the apps discussion yet, though, because we need to start with Fact of the Gays. Do you even remember how this podcast works?
No.
Well, let me tell you. We start with Fact of the Gay, which is a fact about LGBTIQ.
Here's a fact. I'm sitting on so many Pringles. I'm just covered in Pringles.
You don't...
It's a death trap.
You can leave them there.
I'm uncomfortable.
Okay.
There's like sharp... jabby bits in my legs.
Maybe that's because you're wearing tiny shorts today, even though it's cold.
I was going to say I was running. I wasn't. I was just overheated. Okay. So, fact of the gay. Oh, I'll start.
Okay.
So,
well, you didn't even know we were going to do it, but you're ready to start. Well done.
Yeah, well, I forgot for a moment how the podcast... Because I was in the moment of the podcast. I was trying to engage with you.
You were in the wrong moment. You introduced the theme before fact of the gay.
I was thinking about the chips on my legs.
Now everyone is.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Because you made that image. Them.
Okay. So I was interested in. Well, it was a long haul trying to find these fact of the gay today.
Mm-hmm.
But then I just was like, I wonder what animals are gay. That was just it. Just like popped into my head.
Piglet.
non English speaking animals are gay, or just speaking animals in general are gay. And I searched, and then. This thing on the BBC.com popped up, says, are there any homosexual animals? And I thought, this is a link for me.
Aren't they all homosexual? Well, or like, to a certain
extent? Well, I mean, it's us dummy humans who have put dumb labels and categories and binaries into everything. Animals are just I'll take whatever I like.
Oh, that is dark. I don't think they're like, I'll take, no.
Like, I'll have it. Or I'll give, what do you mean?
You really need to choose the words correctly to make sure that you're not,
They're like
inferring that the animals just rape.
No, I'm not inferring that. I'm just being like they'll. Oh God, the animals are just having a time. Animals are. Oh look, I'm not.
No, that's good. That's good. I think we got there in the end. I'm really sorry for
implying
that you were
animals
pro
are animal ruthless.
Rape. Yeah, they are ruthless. They're horrible. Horrible.
I mean, the animal kingdom is no walk in the park.
Anyway, which of them are fun guys?
Well. This is okay. So during the winter mating season, competition is fierce.
Ooh.
For access to female Japanese. Oh God, I've forgotten how to pronounce this already.
Chris was practicing this a lot before we press record.
It's a Japanese monkey, and it's called a macaque. A macaque.
Like macaque.
Yeah, I remembered. A macaque, Japanese macaque. They've got little red faces. But it's not the reason you might think. Males just don't have to compete with other males for access to females. Oh, God, this is all dicey. Mm. They have to compete with females too.
Whoa.
So it's quite common for these macaques. It's quite common for female to female macaques to, and the way they describe it is rubbing, will mount another one, then stimulate her genitals by rubbing them against the other female. Some hold each other down with their limbs using a double foot clasp mount.
Oof.
Others just sit on top of their mates in a sort of jockey style position, which sounds a bit fun. it says, and this is from the sort of expert Paul Vassy from the University of Lethbridge in Alberta, Canada.
Well, thanks, Paul Vassy.
Who has been studying these macaques for over 20 years. So I'm not going to argue with him because he spent way more time
Watching monkeys have sex.
This Paul Vassy has spent 20 years watching monkeys root, and he's ready to show us what he knows.
Monkeys are so funny, eh? Because
monkeys are cool.
They just look a little bit like humans.
I stayed on the island where the first season of Survivor was shot.
Wow.
Thank you. It's off the coast of Borneo. And we stayed at this island and there were monkeys there. And they were like, you need to leave your door closed, because otherwise the monkeys will go into your room.
And mount you like a jockey.
And then mount you like a jockey. They'll steal your things. And I was like, I don't care if they... That's cute to me. Like them picking up one of my shoes and running out of the door. That's adorable.
Until you've got no shoes and you're running around. And you're in Survivor. Or just
they don't make you do the competition. It's just a nice beach.
No, that's what they have to do now. Once it's a Survivor beach, it's always a Survivor
beach.
We
eliminated my aunt there. And we've never seen her since then.
The tribal council's spoken.
There's another type of monkey. So the bonobo monkey is
I just saw that. That was a related link. But
huge. Because their bonobos definitely have sex for pleasure. They have sex all the time. They greet each other by having sex. And the most common form of sex that
they have... I thought
you were
going to be like, they greet each other by bowing and curtsying. That's immediately where we... Like a little hat or something.
They greet each other with a short dance. And...
sort of a polka.
They greet each other with the tunnel of joy. They all line up and run through the middle bumps. And smack their bumps. Bonobos. And the most common form of sex that happens in the bonobo community is girl on girl. Any fans in the house? Nah.
Oh, my dad's calling me. I'll let it ring. Sorry, Dad.
You should have answered him on the podcast.
If only he knew what I was actually doing, which is discussing how animals have sex. Sorry, Dad, I can't talk. This is crucial.
We need to get through this.
We're talking about same-sex animal sex.
Dude, would you like to hear my fact of the gay?
Always.
Who would you say, Chris Parker, is the richest LGBTIQ person in the world?
Ellen DeGeneres is my first guess.
She's not even in the top 10 that I read, although there were a few conflicting top 10s.
Portia de Rossi.
No.
Laverne Cox. I'm just naming the celebrities.
I'll tell you that in the top 10...
Are there any actors or actresses?
Do you
celebrities?
A Golden Globe winning actress, Lady Gaga, was in the top 10. Although, actually... I guess she identifies as bisexual, doesn't she? Or like...
Pansexual
or something. Elton John is also on the list.
Oh, God, of course.
Michael Kors is on the list.
Yeah.
Number one, though...
Oh, wait, hold on. I want more. This is fun.
I was going to build it up more.
Oh, okay, great.
But now I'm going to say it because you...
No, Eli, I want it to be fun.
Number one is someone you definitely know, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, can I guess?
Yeah.
Are they an entertainment industry?
No, not really.
Oh, God, then maybe I'm not too aware of
Very them. Famous, though. You'd see the name all the time. You might wear...
Clothes. It's clothes.
Or...
Shoes.
Or...
It's Clarks, the people who make Clarks shoes.
No.
Crocs. Mr. Croc.
What's something else that you can wear, but it's not made of, like, fabric or material?
A good attitude.
Cologne.
Oh, Calvin Klein. No.
No.
I give up. This is boring.
Yeah. Well, you were the one who wanted to guess.
Drum roll,
so hard.
Please.
Drum roll. Giorgio Armani.
Of course.
What, you didn't know? Not of course. You didn't.
No, but that makes sense now.
You know, act like it was of course when you had no idea. I was thinking, so he's obviously a fashion designer.
Number one,
richest LGBTIQ person in the world. Personal fortune of 8.5 billion as of 2013.
Ching.
That is some sweet cash.
Yeah. Buy a lot of his own perfume with that money.
Yeah.
Because I can't, it's bloody expensive.
I've got one of them. Got it duty free for $80
and
on the way back
from
Melbourne.
You knew exactly who you were supporting in that, weren't
you? Yeah.
You were like, I want to support a fellow brother.
Yeah. And I literally chose Giorgio Armani, Acqua di Gio Essenza, as my one of the earliest fragrances I ever bought, and I bought it because I was at duty free, and the guy in the poster for it was dreamy, like really dreamy.
He's a genius because he knows exactly why you're going to buy the perfume, and it's not because it smells, it's because of who's naked wearing it.
Yeah, who's shirtless on the poster, and this guy had kind of like a James Dean vibe. Obviously, I tried it on and then liked it. I didn't just
it's
see
the shoe
that
fits.
And buy. Giorgio Armani as well.
Got a wee burp there, Eli?
I ate a lot of Pringles. I'm so sorry that so much of this podcast is taken up with the aftermath of our feast before this started. I am completely to blame for. Armani as well. So he wanted to go into medicine. He studied medicine, but then left after 3 years, joined the army, was assigned to a military hospital in Verona, and then eventually he decided to look for a different career path, and he came back home. Found a job as a window dresser, then moved into men's fashion, and then became the amazing fashion mogul that he is today. He has barely ever publicly acknowledged his sexuality, though, although he has said that he is bisexual.
Okay.
He had a long-standing relationship with Sergio Galliotti, who died of AIDS complications in 1985.
Oh.
And that is all about Giorgio Armani.
You should make a documentary about him.
With
that Wikipedia page that you have up or whatever it may be.
It was a weird documentary. You kind of like it was like he was skimming the voiceover. Skimming through
sort
some
of
facts.
It was quite quick as a documentary, 20 minutes or so. And there was a big chunk in the middle I reckon he made up.
There was a long section of it was just a shot of the poster for the perfume. Just
and the model
and
getting undressed for the shoot and then getting dressed back in again.
In fact, I'd say the model was in it more than Giorgio himself.
It was mainly a behind-the-scenes look of that campaign, but it is apparently officially a documentary.
Anyway, bad documentary, but I did buy the cologne, and I smell great. Yeah.
So, apps and technology, as I mentioned earlier, foolishly before factors again.
No, it wasn't foolish. I think it's a good, maybe it's a good idea that we tease what the subject is going to be, because sometimes factors of the game can, we can go on,
we just drag on,
we can go on.
It's a lot
to
talk about.
Yeah,
apps and technology, but not just random tech. Not, we're not going to talk about fax machines.
We're not going to talk about Angry Bird.
No, we're going to talk about apps and technology that help.
Do they always help, though?
Help us out. Exactly. Well, mainly we're going to talk about online dating, eh?
Yeah, we are.
Apps and technology is our way of making it sound more official. We're mainly going to talk about Grindr right now.
Let's get into it.
What is the Grindr, like, notification noise when it's...
I think it's one of the most pleasant...
It's like, bunk.
It's like, grip. It's like...
grip. That's like a greeting in, like, Norway.
Grip.
Grape. Oh, grip.
It's a great question mark.
Cheese and
grape.
Cheese and grape.
Anyway, I just think that.
What did I think it was like the clang? Like a sound. Don't you?
I think it's somewhere in between, because I think it's more. It's got a bit of melody to it, but it kind of sounds like a screw.
Is it one note or two? It's like ba-dink, or is it like clang?
It's like.
What? That's a different noise you made entirely.
No.
That sounded like you fanning through a book.
I think. Oh gosh, I don't know.
Are there lots of different noises?
No, there's one
noise. I'm not
gonna
lie. It's been a while since I've been on the app.
Should I? Do you want me to log in and see?
And message someone.
Well, no, I haven't been on for 2 days, so I reckon there'll be a new message.
Get a grip.
Not bragging, but I reckon there'll be a new bloody message.
But will it make the noise immediately?
Yeah, we'll make the noise immediately.
Okay.
There you go. So you see what I mean? It sounds kind of wooden.
God, it is such an interesting noise.
I think it is.
So for those who don't know about Grindr, like if you're not a homosexual man, because that's mainly what that app's used for.
It's 100%
entirely what that app's used for.
Oh, actually, no. I think I've seen transgender man and transgender woman on there.
Oh yeah, cool. Well, yes. It's like if you're but it's there'll be a lot of people who don't know what that app is and what it's for. It's ideally pitched to gay men to find other gay men. Like, that's their target marketing.
Yeah.
It's like a homo version of Tinder.
But it is so much more direct. So basically, you put in your age range and you can specify some other things about what you want to see. And then it'll let you know distance-wise. It'll rank them. The closest person to you will come up first. And then it'll continue for a while. And you, unlike Tinder, which you can only message people if you match with them, you can just message anyone right away.
Yeah, and keep messaging
them. It's quite hard to block people on there. Well, it's not too hard. You can only block so many people in a day. And every time you block
someone... That seems bogus.
This is really bogus. And this is because I would not I don't know if anyone else. You can pay to avoid these things.
Oh, who spends money on an app?
No one.
I've spent six. The most I've ever spent on an app is $6.
The only app
was the Justin Bieber app, and it was worth every cent.
Is it those Bieber stickers?
Yeah.
You know, I would spend money on the bigpipe.co.nz app, though.
Oh,
great
yeah.
app. But it's free.
To save that money and spend it on Bieber.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, yeah. So blocking is hard. And then you can fave people. So if
star them.
Star them. So yeah. If you find someone, because they only show up if they've been online within an hour.
Yeah.
And if you want to see them again, you can click on the wee star.
Yeah.
And then that'll put them in your star.
But
star
the
section.
Emphasis on Grindr is is the code right now. Like, it's all about hooking up, pretty much.
Yeah, it's NSA, which stands for No Strings Attached.
There's all
discreet.
These, so you have your profile, you can pick your picture, and there's different, like there's people who like have their face, and like when I started, I felt like when I was on Grindr, there was a bit of like, there's a lot of like shame involved in that, and there's a lot of people who weren't putting, and I myself was guilty of not putting up a Facebook as well. I was just like kind of embarrassed about it, like, I guess it's like a, I actually always admired the people who had their face pick up. I was like, you're so confident about your sexuality.
So confident.
I love that.
Yeah, and yeah.
A big smiley grin. I'm like, that's sexy.
What pictures have you... When you didn't have a Facebook, what did you use a picture of?
Oh, like... I mean, this is the same thing with Facebook, with Twitter. Like, how do you represent yourself accurately online?
Yeah.
And then how do you do that in a sexual way to like to be like... What is that noise?
That's when you refresh. It's like tss.
It's like a maraca.
Yeah.
And then so I guess I think there was one time it was like me at the beach a million miles away. Like it was like the only way I'd have a shirtless pic was like me at the beach 100 meters from the camera.
Yeah, nice.
But I've never. They're just me personally. No, I don't judge anyone that would just put a, like a shirtless self, like a headless shirtless selfie there. But that I just don't have a body that would be worth that. I think people would be like, that's unusual.
I got the worst. I've got a shirtless selfie and I'm biting my...
biting your lip?
I don't know why. I hate taking photos of myself.
Yeah.
And so it was one of the...
Who likes taking a photo of them? I mean...
People.
I hate taking... Me too. I take so many photos of myself though.
Yeah, you
like,
do.
All the time.
And I do too.
Yeah.
But
your Instagram is mainly selfies.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Thanks for flicking through it.
Always.
But especially if you're taking a photo of, like, this is a photo of me that I want other people to see and think I'm attractive enough that they'll talk to me.
Yeah.
Hard to get that right. And so as soon as you get one that's kind of all right, you're like, oh, fuck, I'll just do that one.
Yes.
And
I always find it easier if someone's taking the photo of you. So you're like, oh, this just happened to pop up. I didn't even pick this.
That's why I'm hoping in summer I'm going to get like a really casual beach photo.
I can be there for you if you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, thank you. Do you want me to do a Grindr photo shoot?
Absolutely. We'll make it casual. We have a few drinks around. Yeah. That is exactly what should happen. There should be meetups where you and your friends all take photos for each other for all your social media accounts.
Yeah.
You can have, and you can be like, okay, guys, it's 5 o'clock. Everyone dress into a more formal do if you want for the formal photos.
Yeah.
You know?
Because I don't know. You want to have a friend who can give you feedback on what photos of you look good as well, because I don't know. And the reason recently I met up with someone and then he said, you're a lot more attractive in real life, which was a great thing to hear. But then he said, in all your photos, you look vacuous.
What?
Yeah.
A comment.
I know.
Vacuous?
Vacuous.
In all your photos, you look vacuous.
Yeah, all of them.
are they headless photos?
No, they are photos. These are the photos of my face. Oh, he had earned the right to see the photos of my face.
You look vacuous is really mean.
No, he didn't say that until he met me.
Oh, IRL.
IRL. So, and obviously the vacuous photos were still good enough. For me to get some. Congratulations to you.
There's a lot of hookup apps on the app store. I had a big look through.
Mm.
I am in a relationship at the moment. So like, there's
congrats.
Kind of no, well, there is no need for me at the moment to be on these apps. But
there's just no need for me to really kind of use it. Like, I get that you need it.
I was single for so long.
I know. This
is horrible. I'm finally happy, Eli. Just give me my bliss. But I found my boyfriend on Tinder.
Nice.
And I found Tinder to be way more successful to find for dating.
Yeah. Why was that? What did you like more about Tinder?
What did I enjoy? I felt like the code between Grindr, the unspoken code of like hookup was a bit more hidden in Tinder, where in Grindr it's explicit. Like, you kind of, it's presumed that you want to have sex with that person. Like, it's sort of on the table. Whereas in Tinder, we're all still pretending we're dating, but we all still just want to fuck each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess so.
And so I kind of liked that sort of mystery of like, oh, maybe we won't hook up. Where in Grindr, it's like, I'm pretty sure we're just going to bone. But lots of people just go on dates on Grindr as
they
well.
They do. They do. And I...
And that's cool. Work the app to your...
To your... I know people who have just made friends on the app as well.
It always surprised me when I was on Grindr, like, you know, newly out and just like looking for cock. Like just furiously scrolling. And I was like, hi, and like messaging people. And they'd be like, honestly, just here for friends. And I was like, this is not the app for this.
Yeah.
But I was like, totally cool, whatever.
Yeah, that's nice. I, you know what the worst thing that can happen to you on Grindr is?
What?
You're talking to someone who you feel like you're more attractive than, and then you send them your photos, and then they block you. That has happened to me, I reckon, at least 3 times.
Yeah.
And what a blow to my self-esteem it's been.
This is the hard thing about that app, though, is that... Yeah. And with any of these online apps, it's like it's entirely done on looks and appearance, really, isn't it? Like, especially in Grindr, because you're like just scrolling through a lookbook of faces.
Or mainly torsos.
And it can bring out the worst in people. Like, there's some really racist comments on Grindr.
What is that with? If you are listening to this podcast,
oh my God,
and you have not interested in Asians sexually on your profile...
Ugh.
Unsubscribe.
Well, keep subscribing and inform your ass.
Keep subscribing, keep listening, because we're going to change you.
Yeah, it's just, it's the worst.
It's the pits.
It's the pits. Don't, one, don't have that opinion, but two, don't publicly put that on your page. That's nonsense.
I had someone message me, white question mark. Yeah.
Ugh.
As an opening line.
Really?
I mean, I don't know what he thought I could have been otherwise, because I've got a pale, pale stomach and chest.
I really also, one other thing that really gets my blood boiling is people like, no femmes. Like, I'm not after femmy gays. I'm like, right, well, you can take your internalized homophobia and get out of here, because that is a ridiculous statement to me.
Even like straight acting for same. Okay. I'm like, what is straight acting?
This is the worst story, and this is heartbreaking. I'm going to tell it. And I haven't even really told anyone, but I'm just going to share it.
Okay.
So it was like during the heat of like new gay Chris. He's like just really frantically using Grindr.
Yeah.
Trying to find his feet. I'm just talking about it in the third person. That's in my autobiography.
Yeah, great. And I'm watching it as sort of a movie montage sequence in my mind.
I knew it should be
Stuff
a movie.
Stuff in USA is playing in the background.
Okay. Sure. And I'm in Ponsonby.
Sorry, I made the wrong music choice.
Surfing in the USA.
Does he like surfing for dirt? I don't know. No. Nah, I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway, I'm scrolling through.
Poker Face is playing.
No, it's like, it should be like arty, like, you know, Bon Iver or something, kind of like.
The soundtrack to Amelie is playing.
God. Yeah. Perfect. And
it's a silent clown film.
And I was scrolling. Anyway, this is a really sad story, so thanks for making all these jokes.
Sorry.
And then this guy was like, we'd been chatting for a while, and he's like, let's meet up. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'll meet you on Ponsonby Road. So I like, because I was just living off Ponsonby Road. So I walk up to Ponsonby Road, standing outside the Video Easy. And he's like, I'm going to walk past, and if I like you, I will stop and chat. So I didn't know who he looked like. I must have known, because I must have had a picture of him regardless. I was new to the app. And he walked right past me. And then I was like, hey, I'm still out here. You here? And he's like, oh, I've walked past, sorry. You're too femme.
Oh.
He didn't even know. He didn't even fucking apologize. He's like, I've walked past. You're too femme. And I was just like, this is the worst kind of rejection.
That's
devastating. And I had to take my sorry ass back home from the video. I think I probably got a movie and an ice cream, to be honest.
Yeah, you deserved it.
But like taking that sort of, like,
also
weird
shame.
The
walk from that video easy to your house was approximately a minute and a half.
But still, I definitely processed a lot through that time.
Yeah.
But isn't that, that's just so disgusting.
It's horrible. I guess it's like the nature of the fact that the app is so direct.
Yeah.
That it's meant to be so direct means that people don't think they need manners or...
Yeah, that is 100% it.
Yeah.
It is, like, because it's so... Yeah, people are rude in there. And they just... There's no kind of charm in the way... There can be. And you can really meet some amazing people on that app.
Yeah.
And make great friends. And but they have that right attitude that you are also putting into that app.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it is not... self-checkout, you know, like express lane.
No.
So stop scanning through your bananas, you know, at quick rate. Charm a little bit. Chat a little bit. Look, to be honest, I stretched that analogy of a self-checkout a little bit too long.
Yeah, yeah, because what were you... You're scanning through your bananas as something else. Is that what you're implying? What else could you pretend that bananas are?
I don't... Look, honestly, that whole analogy, I just completely lost handle of it.
Anyway, I get what you were going for, though.
Thank you.
Do you mean people want to self-checkout and not even talk to the human being?
Yes, that they're just like, I mean, like, you could go to the, the counter and take a, why are we even pulling this apart? You could go to the slow aisle at the supermarket
the
and have a bit
to,
of charm
with
your...
soundtrack to Amelie is playing.
You could go to the supermarket and you go to this, like, the slow aisle and have a bit of time and, like, a bit of charm and experience within your... buying of your groceries, or you can just go, like, have a really unpersonal kind of, like, quick checkout experience.
Yeah.
And that's...
Did you ever have any chats...
I can't believe you made me explain that further.
I'm sorry. We should have... we've only got so much time.
I know.
Have you ever had a chat so funny that you've screenshotted it and then thought about tweeting it?
No, I would never do that.
Yeah? Never, ever, ever?
I mean, my biggest fear, and this is always my fear around sending, like, selfies and stuff and all that kind of stuff, is that someone would have... Because I hadn't, like, fully come out to my whole entire family.
Yeah, true, true, true.
That someone would have screenshotted that and posted it, and I was like, that would have been the end of my life. Like, I would have sort of been so embarrassed.
That's heartbreaking.
But that's also my own internalized, like, sort of doubt about myself, and it was a bit of a shame, really. Like, I should have had more confidence on that app, and that's my one, like, regret. But I found... a great love in a hopeless place, but actually in a hopeful place, Tinder.
Yeah, congrats. I've never tried Tinder. I'm not in a place to try it at the moment.
No,
maybe
totally.
Sometime soon.
But then, like, it's an interesting app because you also can just... I think the dating is such an interesting thing, like, because you don't have to necessarily... It's not about finding the one first.
No.
It's like... And, like, I wish that was more like an unspoken culture, in specifically in New Zealand dating, of like, this just might go for a couple of weeks. And like,
yeah,
wouldn't that be fun? But it's like, if that's your attitude, you're usually seen as a bit of a, like, dumbass.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, you're just using and just trying to, like, you're using me. But it's like, I don't want to, like, just settle down just yet, but I do want to get to know you.
Yeah.
And then hopefully be friends with you afterwards.
Yeah. And I think it's nice sometimes if you go on what could be a date or just a hookup and then you end up just making a friend. That's nice.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So have you ever been on any... So there's a... I know this one called Scruff and there's one called Squirt. Squirt had lots of billboards everywhere in Auckland City.
There's a lot of apps that came around. I mean, it's so interesting because they all feel like they sort of do the same thing.
Yeah.
But one, I was having a quick look before this podcast. I just downloaded them all quickly and just see what their formats of them were.
Yeah.
And some of them have, like, they'd have, like, events, which I thought was quite an interesting category of being like...
That's fun.
There's, like, Bears Night at this place and doing Explosion at this... I don't know what the events are called anymore.
Yeah.
And, like, Hornet is an app.
Yeah, and I don't know, really. I know that there's, like, certain types of guys are probably more likely to use other...
One was called Daddy Finder, which I thought was quite a good name.
Someone was asking me the other day, oh, June. Do you know June from who cuts the hair?
Oh, yes, our wonderful hairdresser.
Shout out to June, who has told me she'll listen to this podcast.
I haven't been there in ages because I'm growing my hair out.
Yeah, that's nice.
I feel bad.
She was wondering if there was an app where you could find a sugar mama or a sugar daddy, like an app specifically designed to find you a rich...
That is such a great app.
It'd be a great app. Here's what I reckon the app should be.
Yeah.
Everyone should have to put up a face pic and it's a passport photo.
Yes. So because
I just tried to and didn't get it in on time. Tried to apply for the green card lottery today. Didn't get it on time because I didn't take good enough photos and then I was moving my...
You keep smiling too much.
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't that I wasn't smiling. The photo I'd taken was not the right shape. You have to move it so that your face is within these hidden ovals and these triangles and stuff.
But I like it because it's like... you're just, it's like, this is what my face looks like. And then,
yeah.
Like, but you're not, you're, there's no filters.
Yeah,
there's
you're
no
not showing off.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
It's pure. Called, it should just be called Passport.
That's yeah, the app is called Passport. And everyone you hook up with, you get a stamp.
Oh, I love it. And you need like a visa to get into certain places as well.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we've got a goldmine app. If you want to invest into our Passport app, then just email us at Little Empire Podcast and just donate $100.
Just $100 from like just about 20,000 people would give us the money to start this app. So please give it to us.
Hey, so that's all the time we've got for really for this episode.
Apps and technology.
Hey, and it was mainly just dating advice.
Yeah. Basically get out there and put yourself forward, or not if you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you need help with dating though, take me on a date.
Yeah. We should do a dating, and we're going to do a dating podcast.
Yeah, we will.
It's going to be called Blind Date. I don't know. We're brainstorming right now.
Yeah, we never stop. We are off the clock even when this podcast finishes. Which it's about to.
30 seconds ago. So thanks everyone for listening. And don't forget to check out bigpipe.co.nz. They've got some incredible deals. They've got an amazing app. They're an amazing service. They just get you. The youth today, they get you.
Size doesn't matter as long as you know how to use it. But Big Pipe makes me think size does matter.
They're huge. Thanks for listening.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male, and they're both gay. The male
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you're thirsty for another, why not try the worst idea of all time?
This movie's still fine.
We were in a flashy new environment, you know. Yeah. It was all bells and whistles,
bright lights.
A lot of
bells, a lot of whistles.
And when you strip all that away, it's just you and I, Guy, looking at a screen, giving us the same thing it's always given us for the last 23 weeks.
And it's funny to bemoan it, isn't it? Because it's a lesson that we should have learned and could have learned.
Yeah.
But we just keep on keeping on.
Sick Maximum Joseph.
You forget that films are supposed to have a point.